You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How y'all doing out there? I'm a little hoarse, as you could tell, screaming at my kids up and down the street last night as they pretended to not hear me. Yeah, I went trick-or-treating with them. But no, but they wanted me to go. They wanted me to go trick-or-treating with them. I didn't realize this. I'm like, really? Oh, they want to be by their mama. They still love their mama. You know, one's 12 and a half, the other's 10. I'm like, all right, good, good, good. So they still want to be close to their mama, even though they're with their friends. That's good. My boys love me. Oh, no. Mom, I need you to hold this. I'm tired. Mom, hold my water bottle. Mom, I can't see out of my mask. I told him he wasn't going to be able to see out of my mask. Mom, hold my mask. Mom, hold this. I'm their workhorse. I hate that. I remember my mom complaining when I was growing up that I was her workhorse. And I didn't get that. I thought she was being melodramatic and the drama queen that she is, going, please, I'm asking you to, you know, sharpen my pencil, really? But honestly, yesterday was ridiculous. I am exhausted because I had to hold all their stuff. And, you know, then, okay, well, can mommy have a piece of candy? Don't touch that. Well, then carry your own gosh darn things. I was pretty miserable. I have no voice. I'm sore. My arms ache. And do they love me anymore? No, they don't. No, they don't. The people were pretty cool. I mean, my kids didn't say thank you. They grabbed big handfuls of candy when they were only supposed to take one piece. Honestly, I don't know why you guys do this on Halloween night where you leave a bowl saying take one. There was a house that got TP'd. When we were walking by, we saw a house that was already TP'd because you guys ran out of the candy. When you leave a bowl that says take one, then I would just, you're asking for toilet paper. Now, this is what I think we're going to do next year. We're just going to pre-TP the house. We are going to strategically put the toilet paper where it could very easily be removed if we have to. This way, people that walk by go, all right, Dr. Dahlia's house is already TP'd. We don't need to do it. Done. You know, work done. We'll move on. She had no candy for us because she flees to go to another neighborhood. No need to TP your home. That's what I would suggest you do. Strategically put toilet paper in very easy places. You come home, you pick up the toilet paper, and you're done. But buying a crap load of candy, saying take one, no one's going to take one. Are you crazy? Even if you have a camera there. And then all the candy's going to be gone by the second person that comes up, and they're going to TP your house. So you need to get it straightened out. My worry, of course, are the eggs. I don't care about toilet paper. In fact, a lot of times we're out of toilet paper, as you all have, you know, noticed on the show. Sometimes we're out of toilet paper in my studio. So I don't really mind the extra toilet paper. All I have to do is stick it in the autoclave. It's clean. I don't care, you know, what bushes it was sitting on or grass. But, the eggs I don't like. I do not like eggs. That stuff is very, very difficult. And you gotta get to cleaning it right away. You can't let it sit till the weekend because then you got a rotten egg and it stinks. And I don't like sulfur smell at all. So, you know, if you think you're going to be attacked and your house is going to be attacked, make sure you strategize a little bit. So anyway, I'm just really disappointed at the kids. Some of the people did give out big, huge candy bars. They did. I know. Problem is, when I tried to inspect it, the kids did not go and play. They wanted to sit and watch. And I was trying to stuff the stuff in my bra, in my boots, and they caught me. So I got nothing except a sore throat and sore arms and legs. They're getting all this candy. They're getting fat. And I'm sitting here miserable. So that was my Halloween. How was yours? 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. All right. Now, it sounds like, though, people back east, things are kind of getting back in gear. Stock market didn't dump too badly. I think what the loss yesterday was only about 11. I know, Facebook still didn't do well. I don't understand why you guys invested in Facebook. I told you, I don't see how that can last forever. It's just too cluttered right now. Too many people are on it. But, you know, mind you, those of you invested, dealing with that. But interesting, people are walking to work. People are, I tell you, these New Yorkers, they're tough cookies. You know, I know still parts of New Jersey are still flooded, and they're recovering as we speak. But I guess in Manhattan, many of the buses were up and running. They're hoping the subway system, you know, gets a spark soon. But these people are literally crossing the Brooklyn Bridge by foot. They are walking to work, a two-hour walk. I tell you, I would have thought that you could have just been, you know, staying home and waiting until the subways work. But no, no. In New York, you can't use that as an excuse. Well, the subways are down, so I can't get to work. Then you walk. This is why I probably couldn't live in New York City. I've always wanted to. But if I lived in New York City, I would want a car. I would want some vehicle. I don't feel comfortable relying on the transit system. And, you know, we talked about what's been going on with the buses over there. The buses are working, but by the time they get to you, they're already packed full. So many people are jumping on the bus. If you're uptown or downtown, wherever the bus starts, you load up after a few blocks are full. So these buses are just passing you by, and you can't get on. And, I mean, you have to get to work. The good news is it sounds like people getting to work, they could definitely come in late, right? And I don't think the bosses are going to give them too much trouble. If they are, that's not cool. And the bosses need to cut you all some slack. So, I just found that fascinating. Like, yeah, we're going to get to work, or we're going to walk it. Walk, I mean, how do they walk from Jersey? Is that how they're doing? Are they hitchhiking? I don't know, but the Brooklyn Bridge was open. People are walking. All right, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got a lot to talk about here. Mental health issues and turmoil and how to deal with stress. We got a Brazilian model who just died from liposuction because I guess her kidney was punctured in the middle of the liposuction. How did they get that deep? They probably just rammed too hard and they got her kidney. Horrible. I'm going to talk about some lung cancer treatment, but I'm going to try to make it interesting and make it light. I know things being so negative with everything with Hurricane Sandy, many of you really don't want to hear cancer news and cancer updates. So don't worry, I'll keep it hopping. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschammel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos? Are you ready to bug out? Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse detoxification system from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
Dr. Dolly Issue, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Dawn working the dials. I love it. We are booking up for the Dr. Dolly Alaskan cruise next summer. Please think about it. If you don't have your summer plan set, a cruise is something you got to plan early. And if you think you want to come with us, we are going to have a fabulous time. You're going to learn a lot. And it is going to be probably one of the best vacations ever. So please, no, it's not free. Please go to my website at drdahlia.com. Check that out. Get in touch with the travel agent to get you guys set up for that. Now, RedCross.org is still asking for donations for the Hurricane Sandy relief. For those of you living in the Las Vegas area, though, we are holding a huge relief drive. Any hygiene products, diapers, baby food, pet food, canned food, blankets, clothes, please drop it off at Dr. Dahlia headquarters. You like how I have a headquarters? It's my office, but, you know, it sounds better to do headquarters. You know, you have like Fox News and CNN, your election headquarters. You're like, headquarters? Wow, that sounds all military. So yes, go to the Dr. Dahlia headquarters. But honestly, our office is big enough to hold a lot of supplies, and we are doing a huge drive. Again, I prefer you guys out of state, please send money to Red Cross. They need the money. They could go buy supplies for everybody. We are, though, collecting actual goods to ship. So please, if you have anything and you live in the Las Vegas area, that you could donate. We'll take everything, honestly. Like I said, even pet food. Okay, this is the kind of stuff they need. Please go to my website and find our address there. All right, I'm not telling it online because I'll get egged. All right, 1-877 Doc Dolly. Ronald from Los Angeles writes, Doctor, I'm 43 years old and finally lost my job. I thought I could skate through this recession, but I got my pink slip 3 weeks ago. Since then, I've been anxious. I can't sleep, but also crying. Crying? I'm a grown man sobbing like a baby. I don't feel depressed. I simply cannot control the crying and anxiety. What can I do about it? Why am I crying? Do I need a pill? I like the pills. I mean, you know me. I honestly, you know, when you're feeling blue, pop a blue. No, I think, okay, there's a few things going on. First and foremost, guys can cry. Okay, I think crying is healthy. I know a lot of you men out there are like, you know, real men don't cry. Real men do cry. I've made many men cry. I've never seen my husband cry more than since he married me. I've also done procedures on people and anesthesia wasn't enough and they cried. Men cry. It's okay. Okay. Men cry. It's a release. Okay. Men are allowed to cry. You know, I know a lot of women are a little anti-crying. You don't really see a lot of boo-hoo-hoo stuff on TV anymore. These women aren't crying. You know, they're witch slapping each other on TV a lot, but I mean, not crying. Why aren't we crying anymore? Maybe we would need less antidepressants, less alcohol, less pot if we actually sobbed a little bit. Go ahead and cry. A good cry helps. And no, I'm not castrating you of your manhood. I think crying is good. You lost your job. You're ticked. Cry. It's okay. And I got to tell you, girls think it's sexy. Right? Anytime one of my boyfriends cried, right, put his head on my shoulder, I thought that was just the most endearing thing. You know, let your lady know you're a little sensitive, okay? It's okay. Cry about it. You acting like, you know, it's no big thing, but a chicken wing, no, that's not very attractive. And it confuses people because we really don't understand that whole chicken wing analogy. Okay. Now, why are you crying, though? Why are you anxious? Why can't you sleep? I mean, you lost your job. You're 43 years old. I'm in my 40s, too. I'm very nervous day to day, month to month. I mean, now we're in November 1, and I can't tell you how many of our bills that should have been paid last week, we are sweating over figuring out how to pay them this week. I mean, this is a very, very anxious, anxiety-invoking time. Plus, you know, the campaign trail. What, we got 5 more days to the election? Those 5 days can't come quick enough. But, I mean, guys, be prepared. What if the Republicans lose? What if we have Obama for 4 more years? I don't want anybody killing themselves over this. Okay? We're going to have to learn to deal with the stress. We're going to have to take baby steps, etc. Just like they're dealing with Hurricane Sandy. Okay? Cities underwater. Most of the state of New Jersey's underwater. They're going to do baby steps. Baby steps are always the easy way to go. I know that sounds like another girly term. I apologize. But think about it. Okay? You can't look at a whole problem and think you need to fix it right away. If you lose your job, okay, baby steps. I'm going to make my resume. I'm going to go and put, you know, put my, you know, my name out there. I'm going to, you know, look for little, you know, bites, you know, of job offers that I could possibly get. I'm going to file for my unemployment. All right. I'm going to, you know, sit down with the wife, figure out where we are finance wise. But I think the reason why you're going through what you're going through is what a lot of us are going through, the lack of control. Many of you lost your jobs, not because you did a crappy job, but because of the opposite. When this recession hit, the first people to go were the ones who for years were promoted and given a raise and promoted. So whoever was expensive got cut first. Okay? And then we really weren't given a lot of rhyme or reason who got fired and who didn't. Okay? Many of us think once Obamacare came into play, people were trying to figure out, okay, well, am I paying for the wife and the 5 kids? Do they have health issues? Is it going to mess with the health insurance? So a lot of you got fired simply because of the Obamacare issue. I know some of you liberals probably disagree with that, but I saw it. Okay, families with more kids appear to lose their jobs quicker than families with less kids. Why? 65% of each child has to be covered. Of course, people with families like that idea, but employers don't. You know, what I think is extremely frustrating for you is you're now about to go into your next chapter, you know, about to go and try to get your next job, and you don't know how to play your hand. You did everything right. I'm assuming you did, Ron. You did everything right with your previous job. You went to work. You did your job. You passed your reviews, hopefully got some raises. You did everything you're supposed to, and you still got fired. See, when bad things happen, we as humans want to figure out what to do next time so the bad thing happened doesn't occur. Where we get anxious and lose sleep is when something bad happens and there was no way to prevent it. We can't handle that as humans. We never could. And we possibly never will. That's why, you know, when these hurricanes cause destructions like this, etc., you know, one of the ways to mend and to psychologically cope is go, well, this is what we're going to do better. Like Governor Christie, he's like, when we rebuild New Jersey, can we figure out some way to protect against a hurricane? I mean, there's no way man could protect against a natural disaster all the time. But with Hurricane Katrina and the levees, all right, the levees broke, the levees didn't work, we're going to get the levees fixed. We're going to build them better. So sometimes the idea of we're going to improve helps us cope. But when you lost your job after doing everything right, you don't know how to improve. And now you realize how vulnerable you are economically and in this employment sector, and you don't want to feel vulnerable. You want to day after day feel strong. You want to feel like you're strengthening your position. That's what we do. Same thing with all these board games, Dungeons and Dragons, Monopoly, Life. It's all about strengthening your position. And what we learned in this recession is the more you strengthened your position, the more of a target you were. No wonder you can't sleep. Now, yes, having anxiety, having uncontrollable sobbing, inability to sleep, that could be a sign of serotonin deficiency. And yes, these serotonin selective reuptake inhibitors like your Zoloft and Paxil, etc., do help. I mean, they don't solve the problem of you being out of the job, but it helps you cope. You know, but it's funny, many people with serotonin deficiency, I know they are serotonin deficient because they say they can't control the crying. They can't control the edginess, the snapping at their kids, the snapping at their spouse. Someone who's depressed says, I'm depressed. I know why I'm depressed. I know how to get myself out of it. I just don't feel like doing it. Somebody with serotonin deficiency is like, I'm really not depressed, but I just can't control why I'm crying, why I can't sleep, why I'm anxious, I can't control it. That's a serotonin deficiency. So yes, in the meantime, that can help. But the reason why you're feeling that way is so validated and so justified because you did everything right and you don't know how to play your next hand. But don't be bad. Don't know that you don't have to turn into a bad person. You don't have to cheat or sleep your way to the top. You don't have to do it. Look at me. I did not sleep my way to where I am. Yes, I'm struggling with bills. Maybe I should have done things differently. Let me think about that on break. Anyway, you guys, no, don't sleep your way to the top. Don, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Don Daly.
Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of NovaJoint if you use my coupon code DocDolly, DocDali. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle, pay only shipping and handling, by visiting www.rnafreemini.com.
Or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Hold on here. I have a headline here. Mouthwash with antidepressant cuts mucositis. You want me to go into that story? I don't. Let's see. Is the boss around? Is the boss around? Because I'll have to talk about this mucositis crap. No? Let's skip it. Why are they putting antidepressants in mouthwash? They're going to put antidepressants in everything. Okay. He's not around? Let's skip it. Okay, good. Mucositis. All right, Dan. You see what you do? Don't try to be the best at your job, okay? Then you don't get a raise, and then you don't get fired later. See? You lay low under the radar. What was that movie? I gotta whisper so nobody hears. What was that movie where it was kind of like a Sam's Club movie with Jessica Simpson? And you guys know what I'm talking about. It's a movie where Employee of the Month right? He had his job for a long time because he didn't try to be employee of the month, but because he wanted to attract Jessica Simpson, who just came to the Walmart or the Sam's Club type store. She only dates employees of the month. He then got his game on. But remember, he would hide behind those big boxes. They would play poker, lay low. Sometimes that's what you gotta do. You just gotta lay low. Okay, daylight savings time. Uh-oh. Wait, hold on a second. Hold on a second. Don, maybe tell me the boss is coming. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. What's he saying? Okay, good. Oh, Don thinks I'm the employee of the month. Woo-hoo. Yeah, the month just started. Day one. Nobody else started their shift yet. I was the first one here. Okay, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Daylight savings time this weekend, guys. Okay, apparently we revert to standard time. I never know what to say, Pacific time or Pacific standard time. So I just go PT. Okay, for Pacific time, because I can't figure it out. I guess Sunday, November 4th at 2 a.m., you change your clock. Don't forget to set your alarms at 1:58 in the morning so you can change your clock appropriately. I honestly think you guys are being wusses when you change your clock earlier in the evening, because that's really not accurate. I think many of you really screw us all up in the middle of the night when you start to change your clocks, because Saturday night I'm out with friends, and I'm like, what time is it? They're like, 7. I'm like, 7? No, we left the house at 7. Oh, I changed my clocks for daylight savings time. Really messes me up. But what's more important about daylight savings time, despite the extra hour of sleep we're going to get, which is great, actually that gives you an extra hour of time to listen to the Dr. Dahlia show. I mean, use that extra hour wisely, people, please. Okay, don't just sleep. Listen to the Dr. Dahlia show. This is a good time to change your smoke alarms. All right. Most fire deaths that occur in homes, at least 2/3, are because the smoke alarm, the smoke detector, didn't have a working battery. So what we do is remind everybody to change the batteries on their smoke detector, lie detector, on their smoke detector. Another thing that's a real good thing to do is check your fire extinguishers. How many of you guys have fire extinguishers in your house? Raise your hand. I can't see. Who's raising their hands? All right. Then none of you do. So I want you all to have fire extinguishers. Very good time to check to see if your fire extinguisher is expired. Fire extinguishers expire, you know, and it's a good time to learn how to do it. I can't stand people reading the instructions on the fire extinguisher while there's a fire, okay? So you guys get that. Don't forget, change your clocks. Make sure that happens, okay? 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, what's this? Massachusetts man sentenced to 17 years in a plot to use remote control planes to blow up the Pentagon. Have you guys heard about this? Okay. He's only sentenced to 17 years in prison. Why 17 years? Are they calculating what? 4 presidencies? What are they doing with this guy? Rezwan Firdus of Ashland pleaded guilty this summer to attempting to provide material support to terrorists and attempting to destroy federal buildings and damage them with an explosive. But how he wanted to do it was with these remote control model airplanes. He was arrested last year after federal employees posing as members of Al-Qaeda delivered materials he requested, including grenades, machine guns, and plastic explosives. Prosecutors said Firdaus began planning the holy war against the United States in 2010 after becoming convinced by seeing jihadi websites and videos that said America is evil. Are we really that evil? Why are we considered so evil? I mean, it's not like we're making money anymore. I mean, we're in just as much trouble as anybody else, honestly. All right, and our presidents, you would think we really don't appear that much as a threat anymore. Okay, 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Gasoline lines are growing. Remember, we were having gasoline line issues in California. Well, now we're going to start seeing it in the U.S. Northeast. As gas stations start to reignite, and allegorically, if I will, not funny, but I'm trying to speak a lot more literally creative and I don't think I don't think I'm using the words correctly. This is why I need Don. Don has to help me with my English. You realize English, it's supposed to be my first language, but my father, his accent was so thick that I speak sometimes part Israeli, part English. And so many times, the accent will come through, and many times the verbiage comes, you know, like, you know, I'll tell my kids, go sleep. Okay. Let's go to sleep, you know, or who do, you know, who did this? I'll sometimes do that. I mean, I was in honors English. I've done essays and literary work. I can understand Shakespeare like the back of my hand, but sometimes the words just don't come out because the accent and the verbiage don't come out. So I apologize if my grammar isn't up to speed and I know it is talking correctly. Okay. So from what we understand, there are now those people that are trying to collect gas, find places of electricity, lines. From what I understand, though, gas prices have gone down a little bit. I think by, what, 1 cent? Okay, so that's good. It's something. Okay, gas prices going down a little bit. LaGuardia finally opened and flights took off and landed. So hopefully we now have flights. So those people with three-day delays can hopefully rock and roll. Pretty excited about that. Now, it looks like we were talking a couple days ago about how rats could possibly take over New York City because these rats know how to escape floods. They know how to climb. They're very sturdy and they know how to flee. From what we understand, thousands of rats actually drowned. Now, so people think that's good news. I'm a little bit nervous about dead rats and the disease, because your cat is going to probably now eat a infected dead corpse of a rat. Then they're going to come up to you and do kisses. Even though rats are smart swimmers, many did not make it. They're hungry. They're trying to eat right now, and they're going to be a little vicious. So even though we did lose a lot of rats and they died, still you aren't free of disease. And I'm sure Mayor Bloomberg will hopefully have some sort of a press conference on what to do about the rats. Unlikely. He's probably going to talk more about, you know, the whole soda thing. I'm sure people are now asking for the big cups now so they can at least scoop some, you know, drink and take it home. But no big cups anymore. Now, huge inflatable plugs, they say, could have actually prevented flood damage in New York City. I'm looking at this plug right now. I mean, this sucker is huge. It looks like a big white plastic with some sort of linen on it that they could have blown up and completely blocked the tunnel from water. This could have been used in that Daylight movie with Sylvester Stallone and Viggo Mortensen, right? Although I'm sure they would have worn shirts when they inflated this. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there, I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. GetPreparedExpo.com. Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits. With instructors, GCN's Vincent Finelli from USA Prepares. Plus, the freeze-dry guy, Jeff Olson, Dr. Norman Shealy, Matt Stein, Dr. Joel Wallach, Larry Pratt, John Moore, Lisa Bedford, Marjorie Wildcraft, and 50 more. GetPreparedExpo.com, November 3rd and 4th. Download coupon flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. If your local news talk station does not play the Dr. Dahlia Show, please smack them all upside the head and tell them to bring the Dr. Dahlia Show into your town. Obviously, there's no other show like mine. Maybe there's a reason for it, but we are cutting edge, and I'm sure one of these days we'll get ratings. Please also follow us on Twitter. I tried to do that straight, couldn't do it. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook. Happy November. I know we're going to be coming up with Turkey Day. I cannot wait. I love turkey. I love the dark meat. I know there's more fat in the dark meat, but it's so tasty. I cannot wait. I'm so hungry. Now, in the news, colonic irrigation is back in the news. I know. We got through how long? What, 3 weeks without talking about the colon? Not less, because we're talking about rat feces and, you know, feces transplants. Darn, I'm sorry, guys, but we got another colon story. You know what? Look, I got to do my job. Look, if I'm fired, who else is going to do this? Who would even want to? Okay, so apparently there's a colonic irrigation tablet that promises per mail online a deep internal cleanse without suffering the hose. Now, this is coming out of Europe, and the reason why I watch what happens in Europe so closely is because what happens in Europe eventually comes to Vegas. No, apparently comes to the United States. And this idea of hosing the colon is with water or saline or an irrigation apparently is something that's not going to go away and has been touted to be extremely beneficial. Madonna liked getting her colonics. Princess Diana, from what we understand, and apparently they're coming up with a pill that you could take, a TransDox colonic purifying nutraceutical, which promises to regulate your digestive system, clean and regulate the colon. Now, I'm going to say I don't know much about this, and I don't think I like it. Okay? True. Part of our bowel problems is we have stuff that sits in there for a whole fiscal quarter at a time. And I think that's ridiculous. Okay? And now, why do we have so much crap in our bowel that sits and stinks and hardens? Because remember, what happens in the colon? Pop quiz, what happens in the colon? What is the main function of the colon? To fart. No, that's not the main function. It is a function. You have to pass gas. To bring the stool down, you have to pass gas. Very good answer, whoever said that. No, it's supposed to absorb water from your food. You need to absorb water from your food because your body needs water. So most of the water that's coming through your body actually comes from your poo-poo. I know many of you are like, oh my gosh, they want to recycle water in my city, and it's going to be water that came from the toilet. I just got news for you. I mean, already the water in your body is already coming from your poo-poo as it is. Okay, so just wipe your mouth if you don't like it. But listen, the stool that sits there and churns as it gets dehydrated from the colon sits there and sits there until it gets so hard that you can't pass. So what a lot of people do is, well, I'll do an enema or I will do a colonic. And with these colonics, you go somewhere. It's not a doctor who does them. And you have some sort of a hose, you know, shoved into the rectum and then, or the anus, and then it goes up into the rectum. And yes, there could be side effects. Somebody could perforate. You could react to it. You could become hypovolemic. There's a lot of variety of things that could result of it. But most people, they like it. They come out unscathed. They may walk a little funny. And they feel good because they don't have any more poo-poo in their system. Now, you are still creating stool even after a colonic. But the gastrointestinal experts here in our country don't usually tell you to go and get a colonic. If you notice, what do they usually do? They tell you to get a colonoscopy. And when you take that prep, that cleans you out. Whew, Lord of mercy. By the way, the day before Thanksgiving, I'm going to have my colonoscopy. I am trying to figure out how we could actually air that live. If anyone's interested, we'll take a poll. 1-877-DOCA-DOLLY, even if I'm not live right now, do you want to hear the broadcast of Dr. Dahlia's colonoscopy live? Uh-oh, the boss. Yes, I will clear from the boss. But anyway, I'm going to be getting my colonoscopy. Yeehaw! Can't wait. It's going to be my second time. I'm going to bring cigarettes for everybody because that's what they were smoking last time. You know, so that prep usually cleans you out. They could take a look. But what do? We that night go and have nachos. Or we go and have cheese pizza. And, you know, a lot of the cheese and the fatty foods, they sit. This is why we keep saying fiber, 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 fiber. And when you guys aren't paying attention, more fiber, fiber, fiber. Because we need to get that stool moving. We need to help it pass. And you just can't have sticky, fatty foods sit there in clumps. Now, if this pill is on the market, and most of us can get things online from Europe just by going online, I would say please talk to your doctor. I get very nervous about anything that you take orally that causes you to then go into a diarrhea and a flushing mechanism. I am a fan of saline enemas. I think enemas, I'm serious here, okay, an enema, usually a hyperosmolic type of solution. I don't want you doing it every day. If your doctor says you could do it once a year or a couple times a year, I'm okay with that. But that does help you pass some of the stool that's clogged. But honestly, drink some prune juice. Eat some prunes, get some dried fruit, watch the sugar level, and I think that'll do fine. I don't think you guys have to pop pills. Speaking of popping, it looks like a Brazilian model dies during liposuction when someone popped her kidney. Now, this occurred, Brazil does a lot of, in Argentina, they do a lot of cosmetic surgery for our Americans. Apparently, it's a lot cheaper. I got to admit, though, some of the work really looks good. My patients that go down to Brazil or Argentina, I mean, they come back. I get a little nervous because a lot of times I got to take the stitches out and I get a little nervous, you know, who did it. But I got to admit, I mean, some of the work they get done is pretty damn good. I got to call it. But, you know, make sure you're going to somebody that has the proper certification and has the proper credentials. I don't know how you would look that up. But anyway, in this particular case, a Brazilian TV model died when a liposuction operation perforated her kidney. Exquisite woman. She died on the operating table. It was registered as hypovolemic shock because she bled to death. The heart could not pump enough blood because obviously there was a punctured kidney. And most liposuction specialists, they don't know how to stop a renal bleed. They just don't train for that. Okay? Police say they will be exhuming her body and could charge the surgeon who performed the operation, Dr. Julio Yoshimura, with manslaughter. The doctor could also be charged with procedural fraud as the police were not notified of the death. The body apparently had been buried in São Francisco do Sul, Santa Cantaria. She was buried, and only after the burial were people informed what happened. So they're going to exhume the body, look at it, and if the doctor lied, he is in big trouble. Ladies, men, when you go for liposuction, know who's doing it. Liposuction is supposed to be done we don't call it a superficial procedure by any means. Superficial is your epidermis. Then you have your dermis. Then you start going into the subcutaneous layer. Then you have some fascia. Then you go into the fat. Unfortunately, the fat that separates the intra-abdominal fat versus the fat under the skin, I don't like that layer being broken. You're not supposed to liposuction intra-abdominal fat. I don't know how deep he went. My guess is it was unintentional and it perfed through. But a lot of the fat that we all want to take care of is pre-intra-abdominally. And that's the fat that gets suctioned. It goes into a nice big container. We all look at it and go gross. And I guess we take that fat and then we inject it into our face to make us look younger. I don't know why we do that. Really. Just do radio. Then you don't have to look good. All right, guys, we got another hour coming up, very exciting hour. Rich Wilson is going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour. Please don't go away, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.